Welcome to TVaholic.com Interviews. Maggie Lawson, who plays Detective Juliet O'Hara on USA Network's hit series and one of my personal favorites, Psych. This is a group interview that took place Monday, August 9th, 2010, while visiting the set. We sat down in a large conference room in an office building that was being used to shoot some scenes for the fifth summer season finale, one, maybe two ways out. Here's the interview, unedited and in its entirety. Enjoy.
Where are we?
Sure.
No, I probably won't. I'm sorry.
I'm Diana.
Do it. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Brian.
All right, for the series, I mean.
James Hamilton with Fistful of Comics and Games.
Sarah Spicer, Buddy TV.
Sammy Turner of TV Grapevine.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Doing this.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, the priest will spoil a few.
Maybe more TV in my class.
Big pacifier.
Anita Nicholson, Quick Clap TV.
Angela Shook, SciFiChick.com and BuzzFocus.com.
SciFiChick.com, I like it.
JC, I'm with Student Reviewed Magazine and Pacific Rim Spotlight.
Jason, TVaholic.com.
Charles Brady, Fellowship of Fools.com.
Dave, MSN.
Like, I think they really are dependent on each other.
How would you like to see Juliet and Sean's relationship develop?
Good question. I think we've done a good job over the last few seasons of like really playing out how a relationship like this might go. So many complications are going to come into play when and if these characters get together. So I think that we've like exhausted a lot of that now. I think some very serious things have been said. And it's like a little ticking bomb that I feel like is going to, it's going to happen somehow in a big way. It's either going to be great or it's going to be a crazy fallout. I mean, Sean has a huge secret, he's going to have honest relationships. How does all that work? And so, you know, I think I would like to see for both of them, to be honest about their feelings with each other, however that's going to play out. So, yeah.
Does he have to learn to bowl?
Yes. I'll still be him.
So you already referenced the PTSD. So will that come into play later on in the episodes?
We've already seen it a little this season, yeah. Just because she left for as long as she did, and it was sort of that weird line of like, how long are you going to be away? Like, it's clearly affected her, speaking of hair color, one of the things I kind of like is that there's just a little bit of a darker place. Like I've seen in like the first. Well, we're on episode 9 now, but 4 have aired, I think. So, you know, there's she's almost a little bit more bitey and a little more defensive, and I think in this season more than others. So I think there's like a level of that that's going to hang around for a while. And I think, I like that. I like it. I like that they're writing toward it, and I like that, you know, I like getting to play that. Sometimes I think things like that happen and they're just ignored. So I feel like the longer that my like darker hair stays around, stuff like that, who knows how long that's going to be. But just for me, like I think I like that it's still hanging around, like just a little bit. But I also think like even the Lassiter stuff this year has been a little stronger. It's been a little deeper. So there's been a whole kind of like fallout from that. That yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if we're seeing Juliet in therapy, but. Maybe her version of that is this is how she's dealing with it, yeah.
Well, no, I did like that they're kind of slowly continuing.
A little bit. Yeah, I do too. Because it was, you know, that's a big thing. And that everybody on the show went through. It feels so serious. It's like usually light, like. I like it.
I have a light question.
Yeah.
I heard you made James blush at Comic-Con this year when you were asked. Sean to James.
I did, and I loved doing that.
So, how would you compare you to Julia?
Good question. Let's see. How would I compare? I would like to think that I go at things the way Juliet does, which is, you know, she sort of stops at nothing to, like, if, you know, whether she's going undercover and whatever. I would like to think that I'm that way, though I'm not always. Let's see. I think that Juliet sometimes is a little bit clumsy, and I am definitely that. I'm trying to think of other things, but I have a lot of similarly, and I think this sort of like helped in dealing with the characters that my character has. I think like. We've said it before, like 4 or 5 brothers. I think it may have changed over the seasons how many brothers I have, but I have 2 brothers in real life. So I think that naturally I have like tomboyish tendencies, which obviously Juliet has as well. So just from being around like boys, I think that, you know. Anyway, there you go. Yeah.
Part of the fun of the show is all the guest stars. Are there some that you have bonded with more than others, or that you've had a lot of fun with, or that you were really excited to work with?
Yeah, we've had so much fun. Like Franca and this one, like we've just, she's so great. She's so much fun. But like, yeah, there are some guest star casts that we are a little more social with than others, not based on liking them or not. But yeah, like we've been out with Franca a few times this episode, which is fun. I hope this is because people enjoy being here, but I feel like just about every guest star or guest cast that we have come on, we end up having like a real experience with them, like almost like a movie shoot with them or something. We play games. I'm sure you guys have heard of them. Yeah, we'll get to that. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like the season. Well, Nestor Carbonell, the season, he's been on. He's been in a couple. So we've had a good time with him, and we had Freddie Prinze Jr., who's a friend of Delay's, so we had fun with him. I don't know. To say, like, some of our others is kind of hard, because what if they read these? So you can turn the tape recorders off, and then we'll talk. We love them all. The same. Yeah, anyway.
Dream guest star, like somebody you like to see Juliet set up with.
Oh. Well, Michael Trucco, yeah. That's good.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Oh, okay. He's very nice. Mm-hmm. And Sandra, you know, his girlfriend, one of the two. I don't know. I figured you guys would know. But she was on, you know, in our episode last year. Oh my God, really? No, it was, oh my God, this is so horrible. It was Sandra Hess. It was the breaking into the computer, what was it called? Anyway.
The thing with the stuff.
The drug episode, yeah.
The thing with the stuff, that she was in that, and so we got to meet him, and then of course he's on Sarah Shahi's show, who did our big adventure episode with her husband last year, Steve Howey, and
very incestuous.
It is very incestuous, and it's crazy. I see more people I know in Vancouver than I ever see at home in LA. It's just nuts. Everywhere we go, it's like
very small city. Yeah.
It is, and then it's like, you know, it's Hollywood North, as they call it. So it's like, yeah.
Will we ever see an episode like the roller derby episode?
Like it?
Yes.
Like,
well, for Juliet, because I guess that was one of my favorites.
You know what? I haven't been undercover in a while. Like, I don't know if I've done anything since then. Actually, like the roller derby one, because I had the Scary Sherry in first season, and then you know, the duos, which I guess I wasn't necessarily undercover, I was just the drill sergeant dancer or whatever, and then roller derby. Yeah, I think we're due for like another really silly like Juliet episode. I think we are, anyway. I don't know. I think we are due. I don't know if the producers would feel that way, but yeah,
oh, we can start a campaign for you.
But yeah, I would like to see something really, really like fun and dark, where Juliet's just like scared out of her mind, like, you know, in some prostitution ring or something. You know, USA's version of that.
Well, we show the bodice taking her line.
I know, right? Juliet should be a slash. Sorry, now you're gonna write that.
Well, let's talk about more about the serious tone. The show has sort of gone into more serious tones for all the characters. But can you just expand on like working with like Delay and the other characters? Like, I love the relationship between you and Delay, but I just feel like it hasn't been explored enough yet.
Yeah, I agree. There were every now and again over the seasons. There's always a moment where we bond over something. You know, last year in the refrigeration truck, you know, Shandi shot in the dark, you know, we go on sort of our own case together, and they've bonded over being like nerds a little bit, like they Comic-Con, yeah, and stuff. So I would like to see that a little more as well, but it has been a little bit more serious. I feel like the last two, this season and season four, sort of have led us into a deeper look at all of the relationships, which I think naturally makes it seem a little more dramatic, because we're going to darker places. But in that, you know, you can I think we're obviously still finding the comedy, but I think it can almost promote more because it's kind of uncomfortable to go to some of those darker places sometimes. So, but this season definitely. This episode that we're shooting right now is crazy.
Gus saved you, right? So.
And Gus saved me. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole there is a whole relationship there that's not that hasn't been totally explored yet, but I do think I know that there are some more Gus Juliet interactions in the future.
At Sean's expense.
Well, yes.
Can you define interactions?
No. I mean, no, it's not like... It's not necessarily romantic, but there are some out-of-office things that happen in the, like, out-of-work and case scenarios that I know are coming up in some episodes. Yeah. Soon. Not like that. No. I did say that a bit like Koi, didn't I?
Wanted to be more fun.
I did. Yeah, exactly. Juliet really does become never known.
Speaking of relationships, is it difficult working with someone that you are actually dating?
I think that it can be, yeah. But for us, it's not. We have really... You know, we had psych before we had our relationship, and I kind of love that we've held on to, you know, work is work, and when we're at work, we're working, and his partner at work is Dulé, my partner at work is Tim. So, and I feel like it's been a really healthy, awesome, like, approach. We've, I think, done a good job of you know, keeping that. There were people who, on the crew, that... still come up to me and they're like, you guys are dating? Like, really? Like, I mean, it's not like we don't speak at work, it's just that, you know, we have a definite line of, like, you know, when we're at work, it's about work, and we keep it about work, and then we can get all, you know, lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I know there's, you know, a lot of people who think, you know, will they, won't they type thing between mm-hmm. Juliet and Sean. Do you feel, as an actress, that when the couples on a show cross that line, it actually causes the show to suffer? Because a lot of shows, like Moonlighting, for example.
Sure. I have a couple of, like, different takes on that. I think that it's just a fine line. It depends on where the show is. It depends on the characters. I think Moonlighting would be if Sean and Gus got together.
It would be a completely different show.
So, whereas Juliet isn't the other person.
I think you'd get a ratings boost at that, though, right?
Season 6.
So you see a place of happen.
For the record, the publicist would love that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna mention it. But there are noticeable sides because I think what is so important about this show and how we've developed all of our relationships is kind of what I just said about life in our real life too. It's like, it's Sean and Gus, and that's the core of the show, and then there's Juliet and Lasseter, and there's, you know, Henry and Sean, and there are all these other, like, peripheral relationships, and I do think that it can work if the will-they happens, because I mean, we've seen before, like, you know, the Ross and Rachel, they got together season 1, and it went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I don't think that show really suffered because of that, and the other one is Carrie and Pig. I don't know. Yeah. Same thing, you know, it was sort of like the coming together in the apartment, and without necessarily physically going there, I think we've done that a little bit, and I think it's good. I think it raises the stakes for when that day actually comes, and then what that really means. It's so big. But even Carrie and Big didn't officially get together until, you know, the end. So I guess that's the other side of the argument. Same with Ross and Rachel. I don't know. Anyway, so...
The left phalange?
Yeah, the phalange. He's a lobster. Anyway. I've never seen that show before in my life.
Do you have any desire to direct?
Good question. I think that before me, especially on Psych, there are many people who deserve that opportunity. I do love watching, and I've learned a lot, and I think that eventually I would like to, yes. It probably wouldn't happen on my Psych, in my Psych lifetime, but in my career lifetime, I would hope. Yeah. It's fun. It's interesting. Things that you kind of assume that you know, and then, you know, you go on a scout with one of the directors, or, you know, you start asking questions, and you're like, wow, what goes into directing the episode? James is directing the next one that we're doing. Watching him prep, too, it's crazy. It's great. It's like really creating an entire piece, but yeah, eventually. Someday. I'm sorry.
Do you have any personal goals for your character going into the latter part of this season and into next season?
Personal goals.
Like how you'd want to see the character grow and develop more.
Yeah, I think I want to see her... I think that she probably... Is that weird saying she? I do that, but then I'm always like, that's just weird. I think she's been, she's let her guard down a little bit and been burned a lot. So I think she's still a little bit afraid to do that. So I would like to see over the rest of the season, yeah, and just in the future of the show, her, you know, continue to do that without, you know, going back into, you know, retreating back into a hole and getting either defensive or protecting herself or whatever. Let him know. Know how you feel. I like that. Those are some of my favorite episodes when Juliet like takes a stand. You know, even if you fall. So yeah, it's so serious.
How does that tie into ever being with Sean, since she would be letting herself into something that she could potentially get burned on when she falls?
Well, perhaps that's what I'm saying. perhaps that's the direction. Yeah, I mean, I think that. Along with those, I mean, as we were talking about complications in the relationship and everything else, I think that would be a big one. I don't think, I don't know if either one of them are good at consistently telling people how they genuinely feel. So I think that would be an interesting thing to explore if the will they happens.
Yeah. If somebody besides Gus or Henry were to find out that Sean's not really a psychic, Who else would you like to be the next person? Would you like to see Juliet? Who would you like to see be the next person to learn?
I don't know. I would say if there's ever going to be an honest relationship for Sean and Juliet, that it would be good for him to tell her. But I don't know. Those situations can backfire sometimes. I don't want to know that. But I think that somewhere along, like deep in everyone's, like, you know, thoughts of Sean, that they kind of know he's fake. I think he's really good at what he does, but there is an element where we've all questioned it at some point. Like, really? I don't know, but I'm going with this because it works and it's good and you care and you get it done. So, It would be an interesting turn to see how that happens, because part of me thinks that everyone could just sort of be like, yeah, we knew, whatever, you know. But then, you know, I don't know. So that would be an interesting thing for us to explore, I think, if and when that ever happens. But I think I would like Juliet to be the next one to know. I think that'd be nice.
But in her personality, she's a very honest person.
Yeah.
So, and then with her, as you said, her partner is Lassiter. Mm-hmm. So, it would put her in some severe conflict, I think.
Absolutely. But, yeah. Absolutely. Which is why I wanted to happen. It's like, you know, it's fun to play all those sides. So, but yeah, it would be, I mean, that is her. Mm-hmm. She is, like, yeah. You know, honesty on the table. Like, so I... That's going to be interesting. That would be an interesting. We'll have to see how much her work and her relationship and Lassiter and all of that then means to her for every reason she leaves the fall.
And we have time for one more question. Is there a culture that you found most interesting or had your eyes open to that you didn't know existed? Or, you know, it seems like every week there's some kind of weird,
yeah,
whether it's roller derby or tap dancing.
I really loved tap dancing. I felt like that was a world that, no, you know, I mean, for me, like the undercover stuff, I mean, yeah, I think I had the most fun with Scary Cherry, sorority, and the axe fight. that was a world that was fun to explore. It was like doing a sorority girl outfit with an axe in my hand, like, anyway. So yeah, but one world more than, I mean, I love right now this, the Franca episode and the sort of getting into the whole, secret agent side of things, like the one with my brother last year with John Cena, and so I'm always fascinated by those episodes. I always like how they even write them, and I've loved the Yin and Yang episodes as well with the riddles and like it's just good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's been really fun.
All right, cool.
Tim's here with Lucy.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi.
Is it okay? Is it okay?
Back.
I just, it's my bling, right? It's big, it's good. Thanks.
Hi! You've been listening to TVHolic.com Interviews, Maggie Lawson.